Some religious ideas survive because they are compatible with other memes that are already numerous in the meme pool as part of a memeplex. The following is a partial list of religious memes that might plausibly have survival value in the meme pool, either because of absolute merit or because of compatibility with an existing memeplex.
You will survive your own death.
If you die a martyr, you will go to an especially wonderful part of paradise, where you will enjoy 72 virgins. Spare a thought for the unfortunate virgins.
Heretics, blasphemers, and apostates should be killed, or otherwise punished, for example, by ostracism from their families.
Belief in God is a supreme virtue. If you find your belief wavering, work hard at restoring it, and beg God to help your unbelief. In my discussion of Pascal's wager, I mentioned the odd assumption that the one thing God really wants of us is belief. At the time, I treated it as an oddity. Now we have an explanation for it.
Faith, belief without evidence, is a virtue. The more your beliefs defy the evidence, the more virtuous you are. Virtuoso believers who can manage to believe something really weird, unsupported and insupportable, in the teeth of evidence and reason, are especially highly rewarded.
Everybody, even those who do not hold religious beliefs, must respect them with a higher level of automatic and unquestioned respect than that accorded to other kinds of belief.
There are some weird things, such as the Trinity, transubstantiation, incarnation, that we are not meant to understand. Don't even try to understand one of these, for the attempt might destroy it. Learn how to gain fulfillment in calling it a mystery.
Beautiful music, art, and scriptures are themselves self-replicating tokens of religious ideas. Different schools and genres of art can be analysed as alternative memeplexes, as artists copy ideas and motifs from earlier artists, and new motifs survive only if they mesh with others. Indeed, the whole academic discipline of history of art, with its sophisticated tracing of iconographies and symbolisms, could be seen as an elaborate study in memeplexity. Details will have been favoured or disfavoured by the presence of existing members of the meme pool, and these will often include religious memes.
Some of the above list probably have absolute survival value and would flourish in any memeplex. But as with genes, some memes survive only against the right background of other memes, leading to the build-up of alternative memeplexes. Two different religions might be seen as two alternative memeplexes. Perhaps Islam is analogous to a carnivorous gene complex, Buddhism to a herbivorous one. The ideas of one religion are not better than those of the other in any absolute sense, any more than carnivorous genes are better than herbivorous ones. Religious memes of this kind don't necessarily have any absolute aptitude for survival. Nevertheless, they are good in the sense that they flourish in the presence of other memes of their own religion, but not in the presence of memes of the other religion. On this model, Roman Catholicism and Islam, say, were not necessarily designed by individual people, but evolved separately as alternative collections of memes that flourish in the presence of other members of the same memeplex.
Organized religions are organized by people, by priests and bishops, rabbis, imams and ayatollahs. But to reiterate the point I made with respect to Martin Luther, that doesn't mean they were conceived and designed by people. Even where religions have been exploited and manipulated to the benefit of powerful individuals, the strong possibility remains that the detailed form of each religion has been largely shaped by unconscious evolution. Not by genetic natural selection, which is too slow to account for the rapid evolution and divergence of religions. The role of genetic natural selection in the story is to provide the brain, with its predilections and biases, the hardware platform and low-level system software, which forms the background to mimetic selection. Given this background, mimetic natural selection of some kind seems to me to offer a plausible account of the detailed evolution of particular religions. In the early stages of a religion's evolution, before it becomes organized, simple memes survive by virtue of their universal appeal to human psychology. This is where the meme theory of religion and the psychological byproduct theory of religion overlap. The later stages, where a religion becomes organized, elaborate, and arbitrarily different from other religions, are quite well handled by the theory of memeplexes,